I've talked about this before. I've been getting low plays, and that's okay. It really is. I've had one listen in the past two podcasts I've done. One person has listened to them. Maybe they're different people who have listened. But the point is that one person has listened to each one. With that, all I can say is that I know I'm really good at this. I obviously have a lot going on this radio station with my voice and how I command what I'm saying, because I've had lots of plays. I've had crowds of up to over 200 people. That's a lot. That's really doing something. Like, people are paying attention at that point, you know? And I guess what my point is that I, at one point, was kicking ass. So even if I'm not right now, that's okay. There's ups and downs, there's streaks, and then there's slumps. There's streaks and slumps. And with the slumps, doesn't mean that I'm not getting listeners. Obviously, people are tuning in. They're listening still. The people who have tuned in have dwindled over time. And with that, you know, all I can do is stay focused on my craft. Stay focused on why I'm on here. Why I'm on here is to have fun, to enjoy this, to really let myself be a revolutionary in the sense, to be a freedom fighter for ideas and for mental health and for positive thinking and for stuff going on in the entertainment industry, whether it be music, movies, art, which I haven't really done too much on yet, but I want to do more and I will. That's the main focus for this podcast, is to just realize and recognize that I am really good at this. I've proven that. I am really good at this. So what if I have almost no listeners? You know, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm realizing for myself. It doesn't really fucking matter, because if I'm on here doing what I'm meant to do and being myself, only speaking truth that I understand, then I'm good to go, because that's what you want to hear. That's why you're here. You want to hear what's real, and not just for me, but you see it's real for you too. So that's the thing that was beautiful, the empowering about Dr. Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, is that when they spoke, people listened because they saw that in their own lives, a reflection of things going on in their own world. They could relate. They could empathize. You know, it's one thing to sympathize, but to empathize means that you understand what that person's going through. You've been there, or you are going through it on some level. So where do I go from here? I just keep going forward. I'm currently reading The Plot Against America by Philip Roth, and it's been pretty fucking good. It's a little bit boring right now. I didn't read much yesterday, to be honest. I've been having severe back spasms, my lower right-hand side of my back. It's been fucking awful. That's one thing I would say that sucks about being so tall, is that every now and again I get these back spasms that are just fucking wicked. They debilitate me, basically, where I can barely walk. And if I do walk, I look like an 80-year-old grandpa. So it's been a challenge. I called 911 yesterday morning, and I did not go to the hospital because I realized that was not a good idea. You know, one of the guys, the paramedics, was like, firefighters, I guess, he was like, "You're not going to die. I know you're in a lot of extreme pain, but you're not going to die from this." So I was like, that's all I need to hear. And then on the way out, he's like, "If I was you, I'd be hitting that bong in there." He's like, "Man, that thing's huge." So that was pretty cool. I was like, fucking firefighters telling me to rip some bong hits. That was cool, man. I think they know me, in fact. I've had them out here before. What was it? Last year, beginning of last year, I cut my leg open. I broke my bong. It was a glass. It was a thick ass glass bong. That's the name of the company that makes the glass. And fucking chunk of it sliced my ankle and gashed it. It was a pretty deep gash. I had to get like, was it three or four stitches, which, you know, nothing too crazy, but still, it was enough to go to the ER and get stitched up. I just remember at that time my leg was so fucking, oh, it hurt so bad. They gave me some numbing, some Novocaine or whatever for my foot. So when I walked out of there, I was like, oh, this ain't so bad. And then I woke up later that night and I was like, oh, they did, I think, give me some painkillers. So I had those and that helped. If not, I think I just took Advil or something and that still helped, which I'm doing now. I'm taking Advil now. And yeah. That's about it. That's really all I can say. I've realized also for myself that I am beautiful. I am amazing with the life I live. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's just accepting what is, pushing forward, and continuing on, regardless of the hurdles or the hiccups. The bumps in the road, the divots, don't worry about it. That's part of life, and it helps us in some way that we probably don't even know. But if we look at it as a learning experience and something to grow from, then I think we're on the right path. And I've grown, I've evolved recently with this podcast, and I'm super happy about that. That's what I'll leave you with for today. Be safe, folks. It's Monday. Have a great week. I know Mondays are pretty shitty. It's fucking Monday. Anyways, go get them. Get at them. Skedaddle. And I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Peace.